Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Talk about go forth and multiply. Rapper Fetty Wap has welcomed his seventh child. Yes, he's like, okay, 26, 27 years old. Who's counting? Anyway, the Trap Queens hitmaker is now a proud dad to a baby boy with Liza Ziona, who he also shares a two-year-old daughter with. Ziona posted a video obtained by Shade Room on Instagram that showed her in the hospital holding a little boy wrapped in a blanket. The rapper hasn't really made an announcement or shared the news on any of his social media accounts. You know, this comes 2 months after his ex-girlfriend, Love & Hip Hop's Alex Sky McFarland, gave birth to a baby girl. Alex originally broke up with Fetty after she claimed he cheated on her with video vixen Mashika Kalisha, baby mama to Kari, who is two. Well, of course, that happened on her 21st birthday. Fetty also has Aiden Maxwell, who's five, with former girlfriend Ariel Reese. He has another baby with Elena Parker and Lauren, born late in 2016 with exotic dancer Turquoise Miami. And the New Jersey-born rapper confirmed he is a father again. Now, you know, he's been criticized for having too many children, but he says to all the boyfriends out there that he's doing much better than them, and he's also saved enough money so that his kids will have money when he's gone. Well, good for Fetty. Let's just hope he can last long enough to get all seven to college, since they'll all be there around the same time. And let me tell you, that's a big bill. And another get out of jail free card. It's happening a lot these days in LA. This time, Columbus Short gets one. He's on Easy Street again. He's out of jail after serving just 34 days of a one-year sentence for beating his wife. Well, TMZ first broke the story. Columbus pled no contest to hitting his current wife, Ada Brahman, during an argument back in November. Now, he was sentenced to 36 months probation and domestic violence education. Problem was, he was already on probation for that brutal 2014 bar beatdown, so he got a year in the slammer for violating probation. Well, Columbus was booked on February 13th, but he was released yesterday from an LA County jail. We're told that he can thank jail overcrowding for his dramatically reduced time behind bars. But can somebody please find an anger management class for this man? And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online. And don't forget to check out this week's podcast with my colleague, radio talk show host, Mo Kelly. You don't want to miss that. Yeah, he talks about Ryan Seacrest and about Tavis Smiley. It's a good one. AURN.com.